Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us right now on the BetQL guest line is our buddy, Mr. Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, that's right. Jonesy, what's up, man? How are you, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, man.
We're doing great, dude. I am in Ashburn, headed over to Commander's Rookie Minicamp. Rookie Minicamps are going on around the league. You know, you're a national NFL guy, covering all sorts of different stuff for The Athletic. This time of year is not really a time of year where there's much news happening. What do you have your eye on mostly right now?
Well, you know, I think that this is, you know, maybe it's not as exciting or whatever time of year, but it's a crucial time of year. So, you know, you can't get too excited over what you see in OTAs, but it's all just part of the process. You want to see how young guys are, you know, picking up the systems that they're going to be in, you know, and how they're going to be used. Guys who were free agent additions or trade guys, how they're fitting in with their new teams, you know. All, you know, the rookie mini camps are going on this weekend. OTAs are starting for a lot of teams next week. And so, yeah, this is just like laying the foundation, learning, so that way when you get to training camp, you can kind of hit the ground running and start really competing for roster spots. But I do think that there have been times that you kind of see some foreshadowing of what you're going to see in training camp in the preseason based on the OTAs.
All right, we hadn't talked to you in a while, but you covered the draft. You wrote an article about who improved themselves the most. How would you think the Commanders fared?
No, I think they did well for themselves. They filled holes at a lot of important positions, obviously the quarterback being the most important position. But, you know, they got some value picks, some talented guys for their secondary. You know, the one thing, when I was looking at it, I expected that they were going to take a tackle pretty early. That didn't happen. So, you know, but you can't address everything all in one year. You know, they have some veterans that, you know, they have on the team. But I thought for the draft, the pieces that they put in place, obviously Jaden Daniels is going to be, you know, really exciting to see how that plays out there. But the whole rookie class are guys that seem like they should have an opportunity to contribute, whether it's on special teams or in offense or defense.
I'm talking with Mike Jones from The Athletic here. You can give him a follow at By Mike Jones. I don't know that we talked to you about this before the draft. How did you see this quarterback group? Like, would you have gone Daniels over May? Did you like Penix? Did you like McCarthy? Some people would argue that you could put Jaden ahead of Caleb. How did you view this class?
Yeah, I mean, from what I gather from talking to people, because I don't, during the football season, the pro football season, I don't get to study college prospects, you know, as much as like somebody who's, you know, watches a lot of college football. Saturday is a big travel day for, you know, in the NFL for writers, right, and players. But, you know, from everybody I talk to, yes, obviously Caleb Williams, the number one guy in a lot of people's books, but they did feel like Jaden Daniels, a guy that is very promising. I expected that he was going to go number two. Sounds like You know, Drake May, wasn't surprised he went number three. Sounds like he, yes, he's got a lot to offer, and some people think he might wind up being the best of them, but he might be a little bit of a project guy. I was really surprised that Atlanta took Michael Penix Jr. You know, J.J. McCarthy, I know that the talk was that he could have gone maybe in the top three or top four. I thought that seemed a little high for him. But, you know, I think he's at a perfect spot there in Minnesota, a team that's going to try to run the football and ease pressure on him. He does well with the play-action passing attack. So, you know, I thought that the two reaches were basically Penix Jr. and Bo Nix, but that, you know, the top three picks, that the team's got it right.
I think so, too. I think Daniels has a real opportunity here. It's funny, Mike, because you covered, you know, the Skins for so long and saw how broken they were when it came to trying to develop a quarterback. Right. Do you think Kingsbury, Brian Johnson, you know, this staff they've put in place to work with Jaden, I mean, getting a veteran backup, presumably in Mariota, like, how do you think the situation is here for Mariota's development?
I didn't like the Mariota signing. I don't like him as I don't know that he has much left, and I just don't see a lot of competitive fire in him. So I would have liked to see them have kept Brissett to be the veteran mentor. But, you know, obviously he went to New England, and who knows, he might have a chance to start there if Drake May takes some time. But, you know, a lot of people were excited about the Daniels pick, but at the same time, kind of holding their breath. Like you said, this team has been really broken when it comes to developing quarterbacks. But as I told people, the common denominator in all of those failed quarterback experiments is gone. Dan Snyder's not here to screw it up anymore. If you imagine what would have happened if RG3 was here and he didn't have an owner empowering him and telling him to go stand up to his coach and poisoning that relationship, if they were able to, you know, take their time, bring him along slowly, not, you know, Mike Shanahan played him the second year when he's coming off the injury. He knew he shouldn't have put him back out there. But Griffin was lobbying, and Shanahan was trying to save his job because he knew that Dan Snyder was in Robert Griffin's ear. And so say that they took that a slower, you know, approach, a more patient approach, that might have panned out. The whole Dwayne Haskins thing, the coaching staff wasn't sold on him, Snyder, or that they drafted him. You know, so every turn where there's been a quarterback, I mean, even going back to Patrick Ramsey, you know, I mean, Dan Snyder screwed up every quarterback situation, you know, and so that's gone now. And it seems and feels like you have adults running the operation, and the owner is sitting back and letting the people that he hired do their jobs. So I don't think that the angst and, you know, the worry about, okay, are we going to ruin this guy? I don't think it applies anymore. I do think that, look, they've got a lot of quarterback minds in the room, which is great. You've got a guy who I think Cliff Kingsbury is probably a better offensive coordinator than he was a head coach, because now he can just focus on the offense. He's going to find ways to put Daniels in the best situations and, you know, really use his strengths to the best of his ability and for the team. So I think that this is a good situation. And, you know, I know we're jaded and you're nervous, but I mean, call me Pollyanna, but I just think that, hey, I think brighter days are here. And like I said, the adults are running the operation and they're going to get this thing right.
But, and the thing about it, Mike, you covered this team the whole time Dan was around. Right. And now do you sense a great difference now in this franchise?
Well, I mean, it's still early. But again, like I was saying, you know, just from the way that you hear that they're going about things, just, and also, you know, there weren't a lot of leaks, you know, there wasn't, you know, like rumors coming out about, oh, they like this or whatever, because, you know, it's a tight, you know, things are buttoned up. And also, you know, Josh, their owner doesn't have a whole lot of, you know, NFL people that he's, you know, whispering stuff to. And so I think that, you know, it's a good thing. And I think that the franchise is running like a pro franchise. Look, you have a guy as your owner who has experience in taking over reclamation projects, putting the right people in place, and letting them fix it. Dan Snyder wasn't a football guy, but thought he could play fantasy football and produce a winner. Now, you know, we're going to see what it's like to have a real sports owner and general manager and staff and coaching staff all working towards the same thing without, you know, differing agendas.
Totally. I've been saying it. I mean, Mike, I'm curious if you agree with me just knowing how things used to operate. Even this Jaden Daniels jersey number Tressway thing, if Dan was still running the show, he would have just taken it on draft night and they would have been selling Jaden Daniels 5 jerseys already. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, yes. You know,
100%.
Little things matter, you know?
Yep.
You know, and so, you know, if you get the little things right, both on and off the field, and the way you treat people, which, you know, we know that this franchise was notorious for treating people terribly, you know, the people behind the scenes. And so if you can get the little things right, it all manifests and you know, builds towards the healthy type of culture that you need to win.
Mike, thanks so much, dude.
Appreciate
always great
you,
to
brother,
catch
man.
Up with you, man.
All right, you guys have a good one. Thanks for having
Take care,
me.
Mike.
All right, that's our guy, Mike Jones. Give him a follow at By Mike Jones.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.